lumber like that, big heavy lumber. Well, I believe it was braces that came off the railroad track. And he get all the stable fertilized out the horse barn, and all the cattle that would come sleep over that night and all that. Every morning, the old man would go out there, pick up all that, threw that in the box. Well, in springtime come, all that was going in the garden. And I used to roll it with wheelbarrow. I had a small wheelbarrow the old man had made for me. And I had a little light wooden plow. My daddy now, he had a big iron plow that was heavy. And then he used a big horse, and I used a small horse. And I'd plow all that land and everything. And I was them big kids then. And I tell you, them kids now, man, they got it good. Old man was working them days. Shoot. See, hard work don't kill nobody. Let's get it.
What'd you use to break the ground up real fine with, Mr. Bud?
Well, we plowed first, and then we had an arrow, what they call, like a cultivator.
Yeah.
That would go down and tear it up like. We didn't have no disc or nothing like that. We'd go little by little until we break it up. And I had an old horse I was using, and they had a little pecan tree over there, but so big, a nice shade. And I'd get that horse going around and put it on the track, you know, where I wanted it to go, and I'd go sit underneath that pecan tree while that horse would be walking around by himself, going by himself. After a while, I'd get him started on the new track. I'd go over there and make him get on the new track. I'd go sit underneath that pecan tree again. Sometimes he get hot, he get contrary to
it. It would?
Yeah. The horse the old man bought, I told you, was so fast, the army horse.
Yeah.
The old man couldn't catch him one time. He'd get right close to him like that, and then he'd turn around and kick at you. The old man tried to catch him one evening, boy, I don't know what. Something must have made him mad outside. Boy, he come over and try to catch that horse, and that horse kicked at him. 2-3 times, try to catch him. The man said, "You want to run? I'll make you run." He ran inside and he got a hold to his gun. Mama hollered at him, "Don't you kill that horse. Don't you kill that horse." He said, "No, I don't want to kill him." He said, "But I just want to put lead in his behind." And we had a little run. We used to go to the bayou. It was all marsh in front of that place then. Just about 4 feet wide like that. The old man come to him like that, try to catch him, boy, he turn around and kick it to the old man, and he started running. The old man waited till he got pretty far from him with small shot, you know. Then he cut loose, he gave him a load in the behind. That horse took down that run, went to the bayou. He said, "Well, I'll catch him." Because he tried to pass back, he said, "He ain't gonna want to pass back, and that's where he's gonna stop, and I'll catch him." Shoot. That horse hit the marsh. The old man got after him. He got to him away. He had a fence that went across that marsh. He got to that fence, he stopped. When the old man came close to him, he jumped overboard. Swim across that bayou, went across the bayou. And he just stood up in that mud like. The old man came over that to the wharf then. He got his pirogue and he went over there and he put a rope on him. And he told us kids, he said, "Go over there at the house and get that big long rope I got over there in the shed." We brought over and we got that big rope and we brought it to him. He said, "Now," he said, "I'm going to whip him." He said, "When he jump," he said, "because the horse swim fast." He said, "And when he run, jump," he said, "start running with that rope. Don't let it get tangled up in his legs." We even had an old nigger lady that was washing for us and all, took care of the babies and all.